All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey Lily, how can we help you?
Hey, I need your help. I have been seeing this guy James. We've been on like 3 or 4 dates. It's been going really well. It's new. Last year, I kind of didn't really go on a lot of dates. I didn't really put myself out there. And I, towards the end of the year, I was like, you know what? It's the holidays. Like, I'm going to put myself out there. Here, I found this guy online and we really hit it off. And then he isn't calling me back. I'm so lost. I don't know. I have no answers. Like, I don't know what happened.
Were there any, like, text exchanges that could have gone wrong? You know, sometimes that happens.
I don't think so. No, I mean, I have wrapped my brain over this so many times. And look, like, I'll be honest. Like, we're kind of an odd pair, sort of. So I'm a bigger girl.
Yeah.
He's definitely smaller than me, which I don't mind. And it didn't seem like he's minded at all. Mm-hmm. And that was so great for me because in my past, you know, it's an issue for me. Guys are douchebags sometimes.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think, but we've been on, like I said, 3 or 4 dates. You would think that, like I'm very open and honest online with my pictures, with everything. Like, I'm not trying to...
You're not doing a bait and switch with them. Basically.
No,
okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm trying to get a visual here. Like, if you guys were standing in front of me and he's to my left and you're to my right,
don't
do you look
it.
Like a human version of the number 10?
Oh, God.
You're such a douche.
I mean,
a yes. Okay, we'll call him next. Hang on the phone, all right?
All right.
Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Lily, and she, it sucks because she didn't do much dating last year, but she spent all of December basically with this guy, James. She thought that they had something going, and all of a sudden, James fell off the planet. Let me ask you a question before we call him. If I said, listen, I'll give you 50 grand if you can tell me exactly why he's not calling you back, what would you say?
Like I said, the only thing I can think of is if it's my looks and his looks and like how we fit together, but I just really didn't think that was a problem because he has been interested and never mentioned anything.
The reason is she told us before that he's a smaller dude and she's a bigger girl, but you said you went out multiple times for an entire month, so
yeah.
I don't know, maybe like he has his stupid friends who are like making fun of him or something like that, or I don't know,
which is ridiculous, but yeah, maybe.
Well, you know what, we'll find out, we'll give him a call.
Okay,
all right, hang on.
Hello.
Hi, James?
Yeah, who's this?
Okay, James, sorry, I'm assuming we woke you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're the Get Up Crew from Hot 96.9. We're calling you from a radio station, but if you just let me explain, it's a good thing. Can you just give me 10 seconds and I can tell you why we're calling?
All right, whatever.
Okay. You, my friend, are a hot commodity because some girl reached out to us to reach out to you. And she wants to take you out on a nice date and impress you. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for the date. So basically, here's the thing. All you got to do is tell us what you want to do, where you want to do it, and when you're free. And we will reserve whatever it is you want to do. We'll pay for the whole thing, and we'll provide you with a beautiful female.
Wait a minute. This is a joke.
I swear.
Sounds like it, huh?
I swear to the Lord above or whoever you believe in that this is, like, we'll pay for the... And here's something even better. I can tell you that you know this girl and that you have a thing for her, too.
Who is this person?
Okay, so her name is Lily, and you I mean, you know who she is. You hung out with her all basically all December.
Lily? Yeah, no, I'm good.
So you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, you know who we're talking about. Can
yeah, we? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She was cool and all, okay, but... She said something to me that I just knew it wasn't going to work out, okay? So I can just leave it there.
Well, then you can't leave it there because...
Yeah. What did she say?
Yeah, it'd be good if we know so we can pass it on to her.
Well, she's like a big girl, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I like, okay? And she told me for New Year's, her New Year's resolution, she wants to lose weight. And I'm going like, are you kidding me? I mean, that's like one of the reasons I'm attracted to her. You know what I mean? I mean, like this bitch doesn't need to lose weight.
Okay.
Actually gain weight.
Hold on a second. You're saying she wants to lose weight. Therefore, you're no longer going to be attracted to her, so you want to keep her fat. Is that what you're saying?
He wants her to get bigger, he said.
You got it, you know? And I like to get up in them rolls. I mean,
my God.
Okay.
Well, that's her choice.
What?
Okay, wait. Hold on. Everyone, please calm down. James, Lily's on the phone right now. Lily, I got some great news. You don't need to lose weight.
I am... blindsided right now. Like, what the f*** are you talking about, first of all? Like, I feel like this is a different... Are you sure that we called the right number? Because, like, this is not the person that I've just spent an entire, like, month with, almost month and a half.
Lily, you don't need to lose weight, baby. I mean, you know, like, I love chewing on that fat on the back of your neck. I mean, that...
Oh, my God.
Offensive.
You know, and
I feel like you need some mood music right now.
You and feeling my fingers just like expand, like, you know, like into like a loaf of bread. You know,
okay,
it's hot. You know what looks worse than a skinny girl is a skinny girl used to be fat.
I can't listen to this anymore. I am absolutely disgusted and insulted, and I don't want to ever speak to you again.
Wow. Do you want to... Can I even ask him about going on another date with you? It seems like he's...
You know what? I don't regret this call. I'm glad that I now know, like, the real James and, like, what he really thinks. I think you are just... disgusting, despicable human being. You need to see people for who they are, not for what they look like, and you can go to hell, in my opinion.
You know what I call that? That is wasted potential.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, if you're planning to invite somebody over your house for dinner and you're going to cook it, wait, hold up, don't do it. Listen to tomorrow's Second Date Update first, and then maybe you'll reconsider. Maybe you just get some takeout. It happens at 8:10 right here with the Get Up Crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero, and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.